Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. I'm your host, CJ Bowens, and today we're going to talk about Valentine's Day, but we're going to give you the social media version of it. We're going to give you the fallouts and all of the drama that's been circulating, and I'm going to do what I do best, which is give my opinion. We're going to be talking about the Dirk and India situation, and we're also going to be talking about the DDG, Hailey Berry, and Ruby Rose situation, and why it's all kind of just stupid all in all. But of course, future me, go ahead and roll that intro and we're gonna get started here. How y'all doing, family? Today we're gonna dive into a holiday I really don't like talking about, not because I'm bitter about the holiday, but because of the bitterness surrounding this holiday. It's just like the bitterness that surrounds Father's Day and just in general. I hate talking about Valentine's Day, bro. I do not like to talk about it because while I did not have a Valentine's of my own, which is perfectly fine, I can be happy for other people and them enjoying their day, time, whatever, because this is a couple's holiday. There are several holidays that do not apply to me, but I can be happy for other people in reference to them. Cinco de Mayo, as a black man, it does not apply to me. I can still be happy for my Latina and Hispanic brothers and sisters because that's their holiday and they fully deserve it, bro. Like, I'm not bitter on those days. But for some reason, it's become such a trend to be on some hateful, angry shit when it comes to this holiday. And I don't get it. I don't like the negativity that surrounds Valentine's Day. It's always some, can y'all wrap this up because y'all getting cheated on anyway? And it's like, okay, bro, but can you not make this weird? And it's a variety of weirdness in different ways. Like, there are some people that act weird about couples showing the world that they like each other, whatever that fucking means. And then you have, oh god, you have people acting weird about men getting gifts on Valentine's Day, even though it's a couple's holiday. Like, what are we talking about here? What are we doing? And it just goes on and on. But I'm not here to cover that. That can be a topic if you guys want it to be. But I just wanted to give my two cents on that portion of it. Today, I want to cover some celebrity drama that did unfold yesterday. So let's start with Dirk and India because it's not as big of a story. I just want to give my perspective on it as I always do. I try to sound level-headed when it comes to stuff like this because at the end of the day, even when I give my perspective and my opinion on something, right, you guys need to bear in mind that I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, right? For example, you know, people talk a lot of shit about Future, but in his song, he said, and I still smash on C. We don't know whether or not he is, but for him to just, Future's not a man that just commonly lies. He could genuinely still be having sex with Sierra. He could be talking about smash on C because he is gang affiliated. He could be a blood. But I say that to say, you never know what the hell is going on with these people, bro. So we're gonna start it off. We're gonna talk about Dirk and India. So Dirk. So Dirk recently took to social media to post the fact that he messaged India. I don't know what this new thing is where you, it's weird, right? Because I don't really understand It's one thing to text your ex, right? Like that's one thing. But then when you take a screenshot of it and post it on Instagram, what are you doing? Like we don't care that you're talking to your ex, the mother of your child. Like we don't care. That's your business, bro. I think the bigger issue was the lack of privacy on social media. It's becoming almost suffocating, bro. Like, there are things daily that I literally go, bro, I could have went all day without knowing this. There was this time period, it reminds me, and I'm getting off topic here, but this reminds me of a time period where there was just a bunch of celebrities basically telling the world that they didn't use deodorant no more. Some of them was telling us they didn't bathe. Like, I didn't understand why that was a thing. I didn't need to know that you probably be musty. I didn't have to know that. I didn't need to know that you don't use deodorant and you haven't used deodorant since like 2015. Like, I don't care, bro. Just drop your music. And even if you don't drop your music and you want to talk about your personal life, I don't need to know your hygiene and stuff like that. Like, if you want to tell me what you like to do in your free time, that's cool. That's really cool. It's cool to know, like, 21 Savage and Dirk can play ball. Like, it's cool to know y'all went to school and y'all used to play ball. Like, that shit's cool. Or it's cool to know that y'all went to this college and you got a degree in communications. That type of information, I have no problem with people giving that type of information unsolicited. That is cool. That is 100% the coolest shit ever. I love to be able to connect with celebrities and content creators in that manner when it's something tame. But I don't need to know, like, I don't need Kevin Gates telling me he like to oil himself up and pretend like he's a rotisserie chicken in a bed. Like, I don't need to know that, right? Like, I don't have to know that. It does not change. It does change my outlook on you, but I didn't have to know that. These are some of the things that I take issue with when we do this. It bothers the shit out of me when I hear things like this. And it's the case for the Dirk in India situation where you're telling me what you DM'd her and I understand you're grateful and you're very grateful for your baby mama. Cool, whatever, but we didn't have to know you DM'd her. And naturally she was like, "Hey, don't do that. That's weird. We not on the greatest terms." And people, social media, in typical fashion, bashed her for wanting to be private. It's amazing. She got bashed for that. You read these Facebook comments, you read these Twitter comments, it's nothing but, "Oh, that man trying to show you love." Well, listen, bro, he cheated. She probably not in the best space. She's focusing on herself. Don't be weird, bro. Don't make this weird. And social media somehow made her the problem. And I'm sitting there like, I wouldn't want no ex hitting me up and then posting. Like, if you hit me up, this one thing. I'm not no asshole. Hey, how you doing? You cool? Da, 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 da. Like, we could be cordial. But don't post it on social media for the likes and reactions. Like, what are we doing? What the hell? Like, we grown, bro. We're grown people. I don't. I wish this element of doing things for social media clicks would die off. And I mean it in more than one aspect. Not obviously, we're past the days of the boonk gang and all stuff of that nature. We're past the days of people going into stores and stealing for views and clicks. But we still have yet to get past posting all your business on social media. And that's not just us as regular people, the people that work 9 to 5s, but it's also celebrities. I don't need to know that your boyfriend, husband, whatever, ejaculates into your food and eat it. Glorilla. I don't need to know stuff like that. I didn't have to learn that. I was today years old when I gave a damn. I don't steal. And overall, tighten up. It's I don't need to know that. We're gonna move forward. The next aspect of this is DDG and Ruby Rose and Halle Berry. Okay, so if you know who DDG is, he's a YouTuber content creator, very successful. He's also a rapper. You know what I'm saying? He's made platinum hits. He does have a deal. He's pretty good at what he does. So it all started a couple weeks ago. Fans, DDG is known for his problems with women on YouTube and just how dramatic the whole situation can get with him. Right, I'm not shocked about all this. So, and he also knows it's very calculated with how he moves and conducts himself, right? Very, very calculated. We already know what it is immediately, right? So he unfollowed Haley, posted a cryptic Instagram story that was all these girls the same, ain't no way. And then a little bit after that, he was like, the internet is so gullible, ha ha ha. Basically getting his clout up or whatever. Then he later said, oh, she wasn't cheating. Like, this is the passive aggressive shit that I have a problem with when it comes to social media. Like, you posted that. First of all, why do y'all know that he unfollowed Halle Berry? Bailey, excuse me. Why do y'all know this? Why do y'all know that he unfollowed this girl? Why did y'all see it? And truth be told, he probably told somebody, hey, bro, somebody say that he unfollowed her. Somebody go tell them that I unfollowed her so we can get the people talking about something. It's a marketing strategy, bro. Because I, like, for the life of me, I don't understand how people know when someone is unfollowed. I do not, like, how? How do you know? How do you follow someone so heavy that you know, like, if I was to unfollow or unfriend someone, how the fuck do y'all know? How do y'all know this? You really spent time out your day to go to my friends list and see who I follow and who I don't follow? There's no way. So you have to tell people. So, like I said, he did what he usually does. Let's drum up some drama. The internet is gullible, blah 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 blah. Nobody cheated on nobody, by the way. Don't take my tweets too serious. So basically, you did this for attention. And then while that cleared everything up, there's Ruby Rose coming right around the corner. Having your bitch wear my clothes is crazy. And this is all based off of a shirt that Haley was seen wearing on IG. See, like, this is the problem. Why is this a thing, bro? Why? What's up with the subliminals? Why are we throwing subliminals? Put an at to it. Put a name to it. Then when Haley fans, so obviously again, knowing what the fuck she was doing, the Haley stans came under there to defend it. Blah 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 blah. Here's Ruby Rose. I like Haley. DDG a weirdo though for sure. Okay, cool. If he's a weirdo, why do you deal with him? I'm li why if he's a weirdo, why do you deal with him? But it didn't stop there, of course. It always goes further. She ended up leaking a messages leaking messages of them, of course, only showing one half of it, and I'm not gonna excuse him because this next part is stupid on his behalf too. Yeah, what you on? Getting ready. Let me go to it again. Let me relook at it. Let me get my glasses on. You still in LA? She replies, yeah. He asks, what you on? Getting ready, how about you? You hidden. So that's what her response was at first. Then she immediately sends a second message. You hitting me the day y'all argue was so you, LOL. And he was like, LOL, you right. Let me go heal first. And then the caption for this is why I'm single. You're single because the man was trying to see what you were doing. Okay. That makes perfect sense. That was the perfect caption. Mind you, this is all posted on the 12th, right before Valentine's Day. In the message, DDG responded that he agreed and would go heel first, and that didn't sit well with Haley's fans. After learning of the leaked DM, DDG wrote, "It ain't what it seemed," in a now deleted tweet. It probably isn't. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter the intentions. What does matter is you posted this shit for clout. You started putting doubts in people's head for clout, and then Ruby followed it up with a clout Trump card, posting y'all DMs. Like, what happened to whatever we talking about stays between us? Now, obviously, like, if there's some abuse or some shit going on and you want to put that man out there, cool. But exposing DDG, you get nothing out of it. So they kept going back and forth. "You call me every time you see me with a new nigga talking shit about them. I'm single because I don't play that shit. You know that. You know that. And that's why you went to the calm girl who will put up with it." DDG, before that, said she's weird and been trying to get back with me ever since I moved on. Hence, she ain't got another nigga since. Should I keep going? First of all, this argument is pointless. Neither one of you really got a solid point across. Ruby, you showed the world why. Yeah, you showed the world why you're single. You showed the world that you're the problem. DDG, I don't even know what to tell you at this point, because you love this shit. You eat this fucking drama shit up, bro. It gets old. It literally ages like milk every single motherfucking time. It gets old, bro. You want to keep being in these situations? I understand. It pays your bills. Haley was the only person in this situation that relatively did the smart thing, relatively speaking. But of course, she did go in. "The devil is working. Please don't feed into the lies, especially from a third party. Stay blessed." And then she deleted it. And I mean, obviously, your man is talking to another woman, and that does need to be addressed. It's not a lie at all. I just don't like the way it came about, because if it was really an issue, she wouldn't have directed that to Twitter. The biggest issue is we don't have nothing to do with this shit. And it's to the point where I don't see why there's all types of subliminals when y'all can literally add each other. Y'all can literally DM each other. Y'all are doing this shit for a show. It makes me feel like it's all scripted. They're all just trying to get their hype going. That's what it literally makes me feel like. It doesn't make me feel as though this is a genuine beef. But of course, social media feels the way they feel. They're dogging DDG. They love all of this. They love, like, they're eating it up. I can't. I simply cannot eat this shit up no more, bro. I cannot. It's beyond me. All in all, can we go back to the days where our business of this nature was strictly our business, please? And please, if you don't like Valentine's Day, you don't have to express it to everyone. We get it. You don't like chocolates, you don't like bears, and you don't like the opposite sex. Go find therapy, bro. This is CJ, and I'm signing out. Y'all have a wonderful night.